Achas, he only receives one malchus. Like Achas, Rashi says, Tlehoitziyu midei tevel v'kriya shem zeh. He owes by just calling it these names, you do not take off that is a tevel. It still has tevel on it. Okocho meister rishon atovel u'trumas meister. Because you're reading now meister rishon that still has trumas meister inside it. And he wrote with a lav of meister, of trumas meister. In other words, you only took off so far meister rishon. You did not take off trumas meister. So since you did not remove the trumas meister, you're over a lav reading the tevel. That's a v'kayni tip. Because otherwise, it's meister sheni is more to treat it. V'zah shochel, v'zah reads this, lo'kishtayim, then he receives two malkusim. One, because he's eating it outside Yerushalayim. Now, shilu b'tchilo achlein lo'kiu elachas. If you would eat at the beginning, he would only be chayv one, now he's chayv two. Alright, we'll stop here.
Well, because he grouped everything together.
Dav Chof. You. You hold in Dav Chof from Ralph. Again, last Gemara was that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yechanan said that Maisa Sheni Yoni Chayiv, if it first came into Yerushalayim, and then you take it outside. But if it never came into Yerushalayim, then you're not Chayiv. So this Gemara is the question. It says Rabbi Yossi himself said, Rabbi Yossi says that a kohen last gemara was kohen shall also be other teino shall tevel, and he started to take off truma, just he did not take off truma smaisa. So it says the locher is on top of the gechofam ralef. It says loika achas, that the kohen if he eats it receives one malchus, because it's tevel for one thing, it's still truma smaisa. But v'zar shochlo, if v'zar would eat this right now, loika shtayim, he gets two times. Because there's truma here also. There's truma, and there's tevel of truma's meiser. So he gets two malchus in. But shilo betchilo, if he would have ate it at the beginning, vizar, shilo betchilo achlo, ain't a loik elachas. If the zar would have eaten this before he took off truma at all, it would only be one lav. It's tevel. But now that the koyin took off the truma, so if he eats it now, there's truma involved, and there's also the tevel of truma's meiser. So that's the reason why the Zohar receives two malchusim. So the diak is time of Yisib Yerushalayim. It says because the Maisa Sheni here is inside Yerushalayim. So the Gvulin Mashmud of the Maisa Sheni did not reach Yerushalayim yet. It will be outside Yerushalayim. Then like Yisholish Mashmud, then there would be three times malchus. And the kasher is the Yafagav the Lav Roya Pnei Chema, even though it did not come into Yerushalayim yet. So Mashmir, if you eat Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you're over a Lav, even before it came in. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you here, the Eilev Yafki, there's no proof. Here maybe we're talking about where the Maisa Sheni first came into Yerushalayim, and then they take it out, so that's why there's a Lav. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Maila Meimah, what are you telling me then? Like, what's the Chiddush? You're telling me here he ate the Maisa Sheni inside Yerushalayim. So what's the diyuk? That if he would have taken it again outside, he gets malchus l'chur pshita. For that, they don't need a braisa. So Mor says, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, k'goin di'alino b'tivlayu. The Chiddush is that the Kohen brought these peiros into Yerushalayim when it was tevel, before he took off trumas and maisras. And then he took them outside Yerushalayim. So that's the Chiddush. Ukisava this time holds matonos shaloi hurmu kemish hurmadamyan. Even though when you brought these fruits into Yerushalayim, it was tevel. It did not have a shame, maisa sheni yet. And then you removed them, you took them out of Yerushalayim when they're still tevel. So the chiddush is truma shaloi hurmu. Even though you did not take off the trumas yet, it has a loch as if the truma was taken off. It has a loch as if it was called already maisa sheni in Yerushalayim. And therefore, if you eat these peiros now outside Yerushalayim, after you take off Maisa Sheni, you receive Malchus. That's the Chiddush. That's called Matonois. That means the Trumas of Maisrois. Shaloi Hurmu. Even before you take them off from these peiros, Kemishum Yadamyan is considered right now, as soon as you bring these peiros into Yerushalayim, as if the Trumas of Maisrois are taken off. So that's the Chiddush. It's true. maybe you only receive Malkus if you eat Maitzah Sheni, if it first came into Yerushalayim, and then you eat it outside. But the Chiddush here is, even though it only came in when it was Tevel, before you took off the Trumas and Maisers. The Sabbath Reb Yosi, does Reb Yosi really hold, Matanesh Lehum or Kimish Rumadami, is this true? Reb Yosi is the one that said this halacha. So you want to tell me that's what Reb Yosi holds? That Matanesh Lehum is Kimish Rumadami. I have a tiny word like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, says over the name of Rabbi Yosi, like this, that Nonech Leku Beishami Beis Hillel, says no machlekes, Al Peiris Shaloi Nigmir Malachton. If it's not a third grown yet, it's not called Nigmir Malachton, it didn't finish growing yet, V'yavru B'Yushalayim. And you brought these Peiris into Yushalayim, Sheyiftu, that you could be paid to them. Sheyiftu Maaseh Sheni Shalhem, V'yoichol B'chol Mokom, that you could be paid to them any place, right? And eat them, right? Since there's no Nigmir Malachton, there's no problem. One second. Rashi says, "Kimforish bizroyim meimasai gemar malachton lemaisa bechiten mishayimrach." By wheat, when you bring them in and you pile it down, you smooth down the pile. Bidiluim by your pumpkins mishayifsekum. So that's the type of bringing it in. When you finish the action of taking care of these fruits, you brought them into your house. That's called nigmar malachton. So it says here that before that time, everybody agrees sheyifru maisa sheni. Rashi says, "Adayin yesh lepediyah." In other words, you brought these Peiris in before you took off the Trumas and Maisers, and then you take it outside Yerushalayim. So even though you brought it into Yerushalayim, but since it's Lo Nigmir Malachton, for sure it's not considered Kemishum Yadamin. Therefore, it's not called Roya Pnei Achayma, and if you take it out, you could be paid to them. Because if other, we'll soon see why. We'll soon see why. Otherwise, it's called Nigmir Malachton. Otherwise, it's called Reya Pnei Abayis. So it came into Yerushalayim, there's no more pigeon. We'll soon see. So that's no machlokes. V'yaman nechelku, where do they argue? Al peiro shenigmir malachton, that these fruits, that the owner first took care of them, and it came to the gemar, the end of the working with it. That means you made the pile, that you finished bringing them in. V'yavru b'yishalayim, and you took these Peiris now, these wheat, and you brought it into Yerushalayim before you took off Trumas and Maisers, and now you take them outside Yerushalayim. The question is, could you be paid for it or not? Shebeisham mayomrim yachzer maaseh sheni shelhem v'yochav Yerushalayim. Beishami says no, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, because Beishami holds maton eshloi humu is kemishum yadamin, that since these fruits were in Yerushalayim, even though it was there before you took off the Maaser, it's considered like the Maaser Sheni was in Yerushalayim, so you bedafka have to eat it in Yerushalayim and not outside. But Beis Hillel says, and we pass like Beis Hillel, no, yifter v'yoichol b'chol makom, that still, if it's outside Yerushalayim now, and you take off the Trumas and Maaseros, you're allowed to be paid to this Maaser Sheni. Now the question is why? These Peiris were in Yerushalayim after the Gemara Malacha. So if you're going to tell me and think that Matonis, these Peiris, Shulai Hurmu, even before you removed the Trumas and the Maaseh Sheni, Kimi Shum Yadamian, it has a Locha over here, that if these Peiris were in Yerushalayim, it's considered like Maaseh Sheni was in Yerushalayim. If so, now when you take these Peiris outside and you make Maaseh Sheni, how could you be paid to it? These were Peiris, Maaseh Sheni, that came into Yerushalayim. The Locha is, calls the man, it's Tahor, it has no pigeon. You have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. And this is Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Yosi is saying this. So for sure, Rabbi Yosi holds like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. So the question is, Hokotu Mechitzas, that once you brought these Peiris inside the Mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim, is Kolit, it preserves it, that now you cannot eat it outside Yerushalayim. It's called like Maaseh Sheni was inside Yerushalayim. So how could Beis Hillel say you could be paid to it? So my rabbi answers like this, no, mechitza lechoil tiyaraisa, that is a locha Maaseh Sheni, you have to eat it inside Yerushalayim, that's tiyaraisa, true, but mechitza likloit, that is a locha, that once the Peiris came into Yerushalayim, and now it left Yerushalayim, you cannot be paid to it, That's only the Rabbonin. That's not a deraisa de kalocha. Me deraisa, if the Peiris are outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paid to them. It's only me deraisa that once they came inside Yerushalayim, you can never be paid to them anymore. So I tell you, v'chi goz Rabbonin. When did Rabbonin make this gezerah? That when the Peiris came into Yerushalayim, that's it. There's no more pidgin. That's only ki'isa v'yenei. That's only when the Peiris came in for Maisa Sheni. If you brought in real Maisa Sheni, then it's kolot. But b'tivlei, if you only brought the Peiris in before you took off the Maisrus, when it was still b'tevel, l'gozer Rabbonin, then the Rabbonin did not make this gezeira. So true, matonish loy hurmu is kemish hurmu domi midiyaraisa, that l'maisa of his halacha before, that Maisa Sheni came into Yerushalayim, and then you take it out and eat it outside, that you get malchus. That's a deraisa de kalacha. So for the deraisa, we say matonish loy hurmu is to mishum yadamin. That's the chiddush over here. You would receive malchus even these peiros outside Yerushalayim. But for the loch of pidyon, that we say once Maisa Sheni came into Yerushalayim, even if you take it outside, you cannot be paid to it. That's only midrabbanan. So the Rabbanan only said that if the peiros were real Maisa Sheni inside Yerushalayim. But over here that these peiros were not real Maisa Sheni, it was only tevel, just that you could take off the Maisa Sheni, is like Gozer Rabbanan. Therefore there's no stira in Rabasi, in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds matonish lehumu is kemishum redamyin, but that's only for the rights of the kalocha and not for the Rabbanan. Ravina says like this, to grind the noket lay bekanya. Ravina says maybe no. Here we're talking about that the person was inside Yerushalayim and the peiros were outside in a string. He was holding on to them. They were on the floor, but he was holding on to it with a string. That's the chiddush over here. That even so, it's only mutatir inside Yerushalayim and not outside. V'tivshay the boy the Rav Papa, and then you could answer the boy Rav Papa had. Before Rav Papa had a teiku, what's going to be the locha if the owner came into Yerushalayim, but his peiros are outside Yerushalayim, but he has a string attached? Is that considered like it entered already Yerushalayim, that if you eat it outside now, you'll get malchus? Or maybe no, it's not considered like it came in. So maybe that's the chiddush of his price, only because he's eating it in Yerushalayim. But if he would eat them outside Yerushalayim, he would receive malchus, even though the peiros never really came in, but that's the chiddush. Since the owner was holding on to the string, it's considered like it came in. That's considered roya pnei b'chaima, and therefore you will get malchus. That's the chiddush. But it could be yelz matzonish lahirmu is kemishur medami. Now the Mishnah says, ha'kerech korcho b'roishoi. If somebody makes a bald spot on his head because somebody died and he's so angry, so he makes a bald spot, he gets malchus. V'ha'makif pas roishoi. Somebody cuts off his payas, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, he receives malchus. Two. V'ha'mashkis pas dekonoi. Somebody uses a razor and shaves off his beard, he's over five malchusin. V'ha'seret srita achas alameis. Somebody just scratches his skin, makes a wound in his body over a mace. Again, somebody dies and he feels so bad that he makes a scratch in his body, is also chayiv. Now, sorat sarita achas al chamisha mesim. Let's say five people died and he feels so bad, but he makes one scratch in his body, l'shem all five. So locher is, or else, oy chomis ritas, or else he makes five different scratches. Al mesech, even though it's only one mace that died, chayiv akolachas viachas. There's a separate malchus for each one. And we'll see in the Gemara there's a ribi hakroa, or two times it says v'sorat. We'll see in the Gemara. So if you do it either one srita for five mesim, or else five sritas for one mace, you chayiv a separate lav for each one. Now ala rosh shtayim, somebody takes a haircut, which means you smooth out your whole side, you remove the whole payah, so you chayiv two malchusin, because the person has two payas, one on the right side, one on the left. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. Ala zokin, somebody uses a razor on his beard, so then he's over five malchusin. Shtayim mikan, two on the right side. Shtayim mikan, two on the left side. V'yachas melamato, and one on the chin. That's the five malchusin. Rabbi Elazar Oymer, im notlu,
im nitlu kulon tiachas, if you take them all off at once, ein achayev alachas. If you remove your whole beard at one time, he holds yoni chayev one malchus. Now, v'yeinoi chayev ad shitlenu b'tar. Is only allowed if you use a razor. So the Mishnah says this time, it does not say clearly if it's going only on the beard or even on the payas. That's the machloikas apoyskin. Some say, or machloikas rishonim, some say that this Mishnah goes upon the whole Mishnah, that even on the payas, it's only also using a razor. But others say no, that the use of a razor, that's only on the beard, but on the payas, even without a razor, just cutting very short there is also allowed. So it says here, you have to use a razor. We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afilo liktoi b'malaket over hitni chayiv. Even if you use a tweezers and you pull out the hair, if you pull out your beard, you're also chayiv. That's also called ashkosa. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita.
How many hairs do you have to pull out?
According to this, even one. Calling out one hair, you'd be chayiv, according to this.
Right.
Let's see more now. Tana Rabban went like this. The pasuk says, "Lo yikrechu, you should not make a bald spot." So Yochel, I would have thought to say, "Afilu korach arbo v'chamisha krichos." Even to make five different bald spots on his head, lo yechayiv elachas. He should only be chayiv one lav. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Korcho lo yikrechu korcho." Double lashon means lechayiv al kol korcho v'korcho. So on every bald spot you make, there's a separate lav. Then the pasuk says, "Bereishim," on your head. Mat Talmud Leima. What do we need the pasuk? Leikruch korcha bereishim. Do not make a bald spot on your head. Why? Lefi shenem. Because another pasuk says, this first pasuk here is talking about by a kohen. There's another pasuk by Yisrael that says, "Leis is going to do. You should not make scratches on your body. Not make tattoos on your body." For leis tesimu korcha ben anechem. Well, not for tattoos. I mean, don't make scratches on your body. And then, do not make a bald spot between your eyes. And here it says, lemeis. By Allah of Yisrael, it says the word lemeis. The lav is only not to do it if somebody died and you feel so bad, so you come to make a bald spot, that's the lav. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say from this last pasuk of Bein Enechem, that lo yechayiv elo al bein ha'anayim bavad, maybe only if you pull out your eyebrows, only the hair between your eyes, or maybe even it means the top part of your head also, but maybe only bein enayim and not the whole rush. Minayim the rabbi is kol rush. How do I know to say no any part of the hair on your head? That if you make yourself bald there, we'll soon see how much hair you have to pull out. But if you make yourself a bald spot there, how do I know any place on the head? There's a lav. Talmud Lehm, that's what the pasuk says. Bereishim says on the head, any place on the head, if you make a bald spot because of a mace, there's a lav. So Tamlema Bereshom, the rabbi is kol harosh. Any part of the head, you have this lav. V'yem liyela b'kahanim. Maybe this pasuk is talking about kahanim. Says liyikrechu korcho. So that's a pasuk Bereshom. That's talking about kahanim. So maybe it's only by kahanim you have the lav any place on the head. Why? Sharibu b'em akosiv mitzvos yisteres. Because we know kahanim have special mitzvos. A kohen cannot marry grusha, tumah, he has special halachas. So therefore, maybe he has this special halacha, he cannot make a bald spot any place. But Yisro minayin, maybe by Yisro, the possible place is good to do. There it only says, bein einayim, maybe it's only yasa between his eyes, but the rest of the head is okay. So we say no, ne'ma kan korcha, says here by kahanim korcha, ne'ma lahalim korcha, says korcha by Yisrael. Just like the first pasuk by Kanim, he's chayiv on every korcha. The chayiv al rosh kibein anayim. By a kohen it says liikrechu korcha by a mace. So, no, it says the aberration that you chayiv for every bald spot you make and wear any place of your head is afkan by Yisrael also chayiv al korcha v'korcha for every bald spot that he makes. Is a separate lav, and secondly, for chayiv ala rosh kevenu anayim. It's not only benu anayim that he's chayiv, but he's chayiv anywhere on the head. Anywhere on the head, he's chayiv. So I learned out Yisrael from a kohen, and now backwards also. Umal lahalan alameis.
just like by Yisrael. It says clearly, lemeis, that the lav is only if you're feeling so bad because somebody died. That's why you go to make a bald spot. That's the lav, is afkan. By kahanim also, al meis, the lav is only on a meis. The kohen feels bad if somebody died and he pulls out his hair. That's the lav. So that's the chedushim. That's how we learn out one from the other, the parasha of kohen to the parasha of Yisrael. Now, hani dalet vehei krichos hechidami. What's the case that you're telling me if he makes four or five bald spots, he receives four or five malchus? How do you have it? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, b'zeachazer, he did one after another. First, he pulled out 20 hairs here, then 20 hairs here. He made five different bald spots. Uvechamisha hasrois, and they warned him each time separately, do not pull out the hair. You're being over loud, you receive malchus. And that's the case, pshita. I do not need a special pasuk for that. That's pshita. Each aveira, each maisa, is a separate aveira by itself. He went to pull out hair over here. We warned him first. He didn't listen. He receives malchus. Then he did it a second time. We warned him. Pshita this malchus. Every lav is that way. If somebody's eating chazir and we warn him, stop, and he keeps on eating, we warn him again. Every asrua is mechalik, makes it a separate maisa. That pshita is chayiv a separate malchus. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Korcho. Rather, the case is like this. The Chodah Hasro. We're talking about the only one that